Well, we just finished Unit 3 upstairs moments ago, and you haven't been tested on that yet. So I haven't started Unit 4, but this lab really has to do with Unit 4. We're a little bit ahead of ourselves. That's really not a problem, though, because we're just barely getting into it today. This setup that you see will be the same setup for multiple weeks, and most and the stuff that's out there back there on the shelves you won't use today. It's also not a problem, even though we're a little bit ahead of ourselves, because the stuff we're doing today, which is to investigate DNA structure, most of it we have already learned, even though we're not in the DNA unit yet. The rest of the term is going to be about DNA, both units 4 and 5. But we've already talked about DNA because we had the chapter that surveyed the biological macromolecules. And DNA is an example of one of those. What is DNA? What's it stand for?
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Exactly. Deoxyribonucleic acid. And the name tells you that as far as the four categories are concerned, it's a nucleic acid, right? But what we call one DNA, remember, is really two molecules, two complete polymers, right? What do you call each strand? What's each strand an example of as far as a molecule is concerned? A polynucleotide, exactly, which is a string of nucleotides. So that's kind of what you're investigating today. It involves looking at a website, and that's fine if you want to use your own devices, but if you want me to unlock the computers and you want to use a computer, just let me know, I will. You also, though, are using these puzzles, and I don't want you to think this is a childish activity because it's a puzzle. A lot of students have told me that it's really helpful to use these puzzles to figure out the structure and how it goes together. So it's nothing that you can't do alone. If you really prefer to work alone, that's fine today, but I think it does help to talk it out with someone, but I'll leave it up to you. Just don't mix up the puzzle boxes. Put your pieces back in the right box when you're done. And if you have questions, call me over.